Right, y'all, we had some technical difficulties and we are going to fix that right now.
We're gonna fix that shit right up.
Yeah, we are. And we are going to finish this story for you so you can hear all the fun and interesting stuff going on in the Wold-Newton triangle. Okay, so
where do we leave off?
We left off with Miss Anne, who was pitching a fit about having her skull put in the walls of the big mansion. Uh-huh. Okay.
So
we are going to start now with the monolith.
Carmen
Bra. Oh my god. But call with the monolith mystery.
Actually.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, I was just making fun of you saying it.
Okay, cool. Among the other places within the triangle is Rootston. This village represents just how ancient the strange goings-on stem back to. Evidence dating back some 3,500 to 4,000 years claims to be the longest continuously inhabited village in England. The village's monolith, a site of worship for the ancient Beaker people, was said to have been a demonic thunderbolt hurled by the devil himself at a nearby church. Inhabitants would dance around the monolith wearing headwear forged from animal skulls. Ooh. In its day, with everyone living in single-story dwellings, it would have been like seeing the London Eye, Mr. Christian told the whole Daily Mail. It was a focal point in the way Stonehenge was. It was such an important ritual site. So there's that. Now, we are going on to the Water of Woe. The ancient Britons were also intrigued by the Gypsy Race, a water course that flows through the center of the Wold-Newton Triangle into the sea at Bridlington. Because it runs through chalk and it rises with heavy rain, one day there would be an empty bank and the next day a torrent, Charles said. As the ancient Britons didn't know much about geology, they thought it as a mystical phenomenon, the waters of woe. It is an element of people being wise with hindsight, but it was said the waters would run the year before a major disaster.
Hindsight. Captain Hindsight.
It flowed before the start of the English Civil War, before King Charles I lost his head, before the Great Fire of London, and the First and Second World Wars. Of course, it could be a coincidence, but it is more fun to think there is a connection. Okay, let's go on to Attack of the Zombies / Vampire.
Zombie vampires?
Well, it's either a zombie or a vampire. Oh. Charles hasn't been the only author fascinated with these tales. Among them was the Bridlington-born William Parvis, later William of Newburgh, a monk who wrote the History of English Affairs. William, who chronicled his life until his death in 1198, was one of the first English authors to write about revenants, the living dead.
Bom, bom, bom.
Some of them were like vampires, others like zombies, said Charles. There's a tale of two villagers in the north tracking one of these creatures back to its grave, draining it of its blood, chopping it up, and burning it. One of the zombie-like creatures William described rose from his grave and tried to climb into bed with his understandably unhappy wife. After that, the creature took to walking about in daylight. He thus became, wrote William, a serious nuisance. And that's the tale of their vampire / zombies.
Huh.
Okay, this is a fun one. Mobbed by drunken fairies. What was it you were saying about fairies last night? How there were so many different kinds.
Oh yeah, like that's the thing. Like you hear a vampire and you're like, okay, undead, drinks blood.
Right.
Maybe garlic, maybe not. Holy water, sun, steak with heart. Werewolves, everything.
Yeah.
When you hear these names, you're like, okay, they all are pretty much the same.
You get a certain picture in your head.
But with fairies, there's like 1,000 different kind of fairies.
There really are.
I mean, especially if you look at all the TV shows and stuff like Legacies, that fairy dude is very weird. Then the fairies from True Blood, which were really cool. But, you know, again, not the 4-inch tall Tinkerbells you think of. And then there's fairies in like Maleficent, and they're just all different.
The main fairy. You never get
like one... You never get, like, one general fairy.
Right.
You know?
So, maybe we should do a story about all the different types of fairies we have out there. Okay. So, of course, fairies also make an appearance in the endless, fantastical tales of the Wold Newton Triangle. An ancient East Yorkshire burial mound near Burton Fleming is a mythical home of drunken fairies. Willie Howe has been dated to between 2400 and 1500 BC, and although thought to be a funeral mound, partial excavations in the 19th century failed to find bodies. But it is thought the mound could still contain archaeological finds yet to be excavated, with tales of an immovable chest of treasure and a gift from a fairy bride. The barrow is also the setting of a folktale chronicled by William of Newburgh in the 12th century, featuring a meeting between an unsuspecting man and a group of fairies. The chronicler's telling has the man coming across the drinking fairies on his way home at night, who offer him a cup to join them. But he poured the contents away and stole the cup and was chased by the fairies. The cup was said to have found its way to King Henry I, fourth son of William the Conqueror, who ruled England from 1100 to 1135. Just last year, it was revealed historic England reached an agreement with the landowner to clear overgrowth and create new paths. Historic England also plans to put up signs along the new paths and an information panel, the late Bronze Age barrow, with a drawing showing how it would have looked. Perhaps the most dramatic and fanciful of all comes from this, just across in North Yorkshire. Do you know what could be over there?
Not a clue.
One of my favorites, a cake-eating dragon.
Let them eat cake.
Ah, I love dragons, y'all. Dragons, oh my gosh, they're my favorite. So.
That's a girl dragon.
Okay, if y'all didn't know, that's Shrek. Troy told me that last night when we did this episode the first time. Okay.
Speaking of dragon.
Stop. No. Okay. In Filey, it's believed a dragon used to reign and terrorize the locals. I'm going to stop right there.
What?
Okay. I used to have a blog. Okay. And I kind of did an episode on dragons.
You have a blog?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to read it to you. How do you not know this? Anyway.
You know, people block out traumas.
Anyway, the word dinosaur got the name in the 1800s. So, if you think about it, dinosaurs could have also been called dragons. Just a little food for thought. I love that because that doesn't, you know, it doesn't, what am I trying to say?
There's no telling.
I mean, it still could mean that dragons were actually a thing, meaning they were dinosaurs, but they were just called something different. Does that make sense?
No.
It does. It makes total sense. Just let me believe that dragons were real.
Dragons were never real.
They could have been. Remember when I told our daughter that we were getting 3 baby dragons and I sent her a picture of the 3 dragons from Game of Thrones and she got so excited. She was like, when are we getting them? And I was like, oh, they're only 8 weeks right now, but we'll get them soon when they've gotten a little bit bigger. And she was so excited.
Just tell her a pony next time.
I mean, a dry. I didn't think she'd believe me, and she did.
Did you tell that other kid of ours about getting a velociraptor?
Yes, it was the same one that believed we were getting dragons. I told her also we were getting a velociraptor, and I sent her a picture of Baby Blue from Jurassic World, and she asked the same thing when we would have it at the house, and I was like, oh, it's only 8 weeks old. Same exact thing, and she believed me. But I shit you not, she did eventually come back, and she was like, when are we getting the dragons? And I was like, really? It was like a month later, and I'd already forgotten about it. Anyway, back to the cake-eating dragon. Wow. In Philae, it's believed a dragon used to reign and terrorize the locals. One day, the locals managed to trick the dragon and make him eat a very sticky cake called parkin. The dragon was forced to jump into the sea to clean his teeth. The villagers took the opportunity to ambush the dragon, and he drowned.
Aww.
I know. I hate that. According to this legend, though, the Philae Briggs rocks near the town are the fossilized bones of the dragon. So, this goes out to our English friends that listen. If y'all have been there and have taken pictures of the rock, could y'all please send them to our email at supernaturalsmut1@gmail.com? Because I would love to see a picture of those rocks. I know we could Google them, but it'd be cool. It'd be really cool to see, like, pictures that people have actually taken. And if you could send them to us, let us see them. I'd like to see how they look. Okay. Ley lines and meteorites. But why are the small villages of Wold Newton and Rootston at the center of this curious triangle? There are two reasons why this might be the case. Wold Newton was subjected to a meteorite strike in 1795. Reportedly one of the largest to hit England. There is now a monument in the village marking the event. The piece of warm, smoking rock weighed in at 56 pounds and now lies at the Natural History Museum in London. The other relates to ley lines. These remain scientifically dubious, but many believe in them. In relation to ley lines, Rootston is one of the most mystical and magical locations in the country, as it is the end point for 5 ley lines. Ley lines are straight lines drawn between various historic structures, such as standing stones, which mark earth energies or strong magnetic fields. Some believe they have psychic power and are linked to all the alien and the UFO visits they get there. So there's that, and that is everything I got on the Wold Newton triangle. And I started reading the comments that people were making, and somebody actually commented the Truth Proof books by Paul Sinclair go a lot deeper in all of the Wold Newton triangle accounts. So if you're interested in this, like I am, because I'm thinking about getting this book also, that's a good one to get, it seems. But I love that, the myths and the legends and all the folklore. That's just, it seems like a magical little place. And I would love to get to England and definitely be able to go there. It'd be like a kid in a candy store for me. I would have to go look at those rocks where the dragon was. I'm not off those rocks yet. But yes, and I think Troy would have to go to the big mansion so he could make fun of Anne some more about being a drama queen. And we'd have us some fun there, I think. But what did you think? What was your favorite story? I like putting you on the spot because I know you're not listening. Okay, so what was your favorite story?
All of it.
All of it. That is a wonderful answer. Okay, y'all. Also, I think we did our little Walking Dead thing while we were on here.
Oh, yeah.
Telling people that they really need to watch The Walking Dead. AMC, if you're listening, please sponsor us. But yes, we have. I've been on vacation and I've been catching up to The Walking Dead. And y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all what. When this show first came on, I hated the show. I watched it because the whole family, it was like our show to watch. You know, everybody get excited and go to the living room and watch The Walking Dead. I hated that show so much, but I got excited because it was family time. But now that I'm able to watch it on Netflix, sponsor us Netflix, and watch them back to back, y'all, this show, I love it so much. It's my favorite show is Lost, and this one ranks up with Lost. I love The Walking Dead so much.
Speaking of Lost,
what?
We should watch it.
But we've watched it so many times. And also Game of Thrones. I love Game of Thrones, except for the last season. But yes, y'all, watch The Walking Dead, and then I think you'll probably appreciate the our little zombie apocalypse thing that we did, because that's what got us to do it. And I hope everyone has a wonderful week. I'm sorry about our technical difficulties. Do you have anything you want to say?
No.
You're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll say it for you. Carmen Brawl and Fuck Kyle, and y'all have an awesome week, and we will see y'all Sunday. Bye.
Bye.